Okay, I'm gonna give the MSA questions a try. My name is Rosie. I'm 22 years old. I'm American. I like to draw, that's one of my hobbies. And I've always been interested in voice acting, so that's another hobby, I guess. I actually just quit my job, so I'm unemployed currently, but I do have a degree in counseling, so I'm interested in getting a job in that field. Would maybe decide to start recording. Like I said, I've always been interested in voice acting, and I'd actually Googled trying to find some stuff I could do, and I had come across reading for erotica, and I thought about giving that a try. But my friend actually told me about this, and she recommended it to me, so I asked her for more information, and here I am. It's good practice, I think, just getting used to hearing my voice, getting used to reading off scripts and stuff. I'm interested in seeing where you can go with that. Oh, did you hear my tummy rumble? I haven't eaten anything yet today. That's kind of gross. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing, or is your usual thing? Honestly, reading the list here, I think I would be interested in trying just about everything. I'm not really interested in masturbating. I'm recording that. That's not really so much my thing, but I would do not safe for work recordings that are scripted. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and people you're interested in? Oh, definitely people who are both honest and tactful. That is something that I am very attracted to, and I really appreciate in people. This honesty, even well-meaning dishonesty, is really, I really can't stand it. So, tactful honesty is what I appreciate. Physically, nice hair. In both men and women, what do you think is your most attractive quality? Oh God, my most attractive quality. I don't want to say this because it sounds really conceited, and I don't really necessarily agree with it, but I guess my body type is my most physically attractive quality, and my most mentally attractive quality, I think is my honesty and my ingenuity. Do I have a favorite book, movie, or song? Yes, my favorite book is the His Dark Materials series, which is a young adult fantasy novel series. I have just always really loved it. Even though it's kind of for children, I really want to reread it soon because it's been a long time since I read it, but I really like fantasy novels, and those ones are definitely my favorite. And I would be lying if I didn't say, I mean, I'd be lying if I said that they didn't shape who I am today by reading them. My idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. Oh gosh. For some reason, open-ended stuff like this really stumps me every time because I'm a very indecisive person. I had to pause just now to think about it, but I think traveling to another country, a place I've never been, or a place that's I have been that's just very different from where I normally am. Sightseeing, a day of sightseeing, but with lots of good food. That would be a perfect day for me. Yeah, take me somewhere new and give me good food with lots of bread. okay, what are five things that I want to do before I die? Oh, five whole things. Well, I definitely want to travel a lot more. I feel like that's a very standard answer, but it's true. I've always kind of wanted to swim with dolphins, so I'd like to do that. You know, I've never actually seen a shooting star, so that's something I definitely want to do before I die. Is that three? I think that's three. And that's all I really can think of off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's more. If you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? I would definitely just save a lot of it. I would just put it all in savings. I would get myself two homes. Not super nice homes, but pretty decent homes, and one would be on one side of the country and the other would be on the other side of the country, and then I would barely visit them. I'd travel a lot and I would get like a part-time job or something. Like I would maybe commission work or something, and just pick up jobs here and there just to keep a little bit of income coming in, or maybe I would hire someone to invest it for me. Yeah, that's what I would do if I had $10 million. I would just buy things when I wanted them, but I'm not really. It would be lots of small things because I don't have a lot of large purchases that I really like want to make. But I would definitely buy a Cintiq. It's a drawing tablet. I would definitely buy one of those because I've always wanted one, but they're like $1,000. That would be nothing out of 10 million. Would I actually get 10 million, or would I just get a fraction of that because of taxes? Oh, and I totally forgot. Wow, this makes me seem really selfish. I've always really wanted to be a philanthropist. Like, if I could do anything, have someone just hire me, like a company with lots of money or a really wealthy person, to just look at charities and whether or not they're worth donating to. And just donate chunks of money in the name of someone else. That would be so fun. So I would definitely donate a lot of it. It would be stressful though, 'cause I mean, it's like you're playing God. Who do you give money to and who do you not give money to? Anyway, the next question is, what would be a relationship deal breaker for you? I think controlling partner is really undesirable for me. I've been in a relationship where I was very heavily influenced and manipulated, and I have any interest in being in that position again. I know a lot of people are okay with that. They're into being the submissive one in a relationship, and I am to an extent. Like, behind closed doors, yes, maybe like in the bedroom, submissive, but I wouldn't want to be submissive in, actual situations that really matter. Yeah, I don't really want to talk too much about it because it's like a point of contention for me, but yeah. Okay, it looks like the rest of the questions are very not safe for work type questions. I'm not opposed to answering those, but I think should probably just start out with just these basic questions instead of doing the whole thing. Hopefully that was enough. I'm really new to this, like I said. I mean, this is my first or my second post in here, so hopefully I did okay answering these questions. If there's more you'd like to know, feel free to ask me. I would be more than happy to do another Q&A. I would be more than happy to take requests. That's why I'm here, so yep. Thank you. Bye bye.